ಹರಿಃ ಓಂ ತತ್ಸತ್ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿಃ ಓಂ. ಓಂ ಸಹನಾವವತು ಸಹನೌ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ಶ್ರೀ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪಾಯ ಶ್ರೀ ದಯಾನಂದ ರೂಪಾಯ ಪರಮಗುರವೇ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೆ ಪರಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣೆ. ಓಂ ಯಸ್ಮಾಜ್ಜಾತಂ ಜಗತ್ಸರ್ವಂ ಯಸ್ಮಿನ್ನೇವ ಪ್ರಲೀಯತೆ ಯೇನೇದಂ ಧಾರ್ಯತೆ ಚೈವ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಜ್ಞಾನಾತ್ಮನೇ ನಮಃ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಯಜುರ್ವೇದಿಯೇ ತೈತ್ರಿಯ ಉಪನಿಷದಿ ಪ್ರಥಮೋಧ್ಯಾಯೇ ಶಿಕ್ಷಾವಲ್ಯಾಂ ನವಮಃ ಅನುವಾಕಃ. Ninth section of the Sikshavalli, the first chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad belonging to Krishna Yajurveda. We have seen the literal meanings of the words. We have to see the Bhashyam of this mantra, correct? 1 week is too long a gap, isn't it? 5 days. Okay, let us quickly read the mantras once. Ritancha swadhyaya pravachane cha satyancha swadhyaya pravachane cha tapascha swadhyaya pravachane cha damascha swadhyaya pravachane cha ಶಮಶ್ಚ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ಪ್ರವಚನೇ ಚ ಅಗ್ನೇಯಶ್ಚ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ಪ್ರವಚನೇ ಚ ಅಗ್ನಿಹೋತ್ರಂ ಚ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ಪ್ರವಚನೇ ಚ ಅತಿಥಯಶ್ಚ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ಪ್ರವಚನೇ ಚ ಮಾನುಷಂ ಚ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ಧ್ಯಾಯ ಪ್ರವಚನೇ ಚ ಪ್ರಜಾ ಚ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ಪ್ರವಚನೇ ಚ ಪ್ರಜನಶ್ಚ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ಪ್ರವಚನೇ ಚ ಪ್ರಜಾತಿಶ್ಚ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ಪ್ರವಚನೇ ಚ ಸತ್ಯಮಿತಿ ಸತ್ಯವಚಾರಾಥೀತರಃ ತಪ ಇತಿ ತಪೋ ನಿತ್ಯ ಪೌರುಷಿಷ್ಟಿ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ಪ್ರವಚನೇವೇತಿ ನಾಕೋ ಮೌದ್ಗಲ್ಯ ತದ್ಧಿ ತಪಸ್ತದ್ಧಿ ತಪ. ವಿ ನೋ ವೆರಿ ವೆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕಲಿ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ to show us the importance of karma as an indirect means of attainment of moksha. Karma, whether it is laukikam or vaidikam, it does bind. Karma does bind. But still, karma, vaidikam or laukikam, performed with the proper attitude, in conformity with dharma, as an offering to Bhagavan, the purushartha nischayaha, the commitment to the pursuit of moksha, having one's focus on mental preparation for jnanam, becomes a preparatory discipline. Too long a sentence. Karma, the binding karma, becomes a liberating karma. If karma is converted into yoga, a preparatory discipline. It's impossible to live without karma. At the same time, as a person of Purusharth Nischaya, one can prudently convert it into a discipline. Thereby, karma can contribute for the attainment of jnanam, moksha, indirectly, by helping one prepare one's mind for the attainment of jnanam. This section is specifically to make us understand that fact. Okay. Let us enter into this bhashyam now. Vijnana deva apnoti swarajyam. Iti uktam. I'm going to change my sentence. Swarajyam, sovereignty. One attains sovereignty means one attains karmamuktihi, the freedom from bondage of karma, only by practicing a discipline of meditation. So, vijnanatyeva, only by the practice of meditation, only by meditation, only by a means of meditation, properly practiced, and properly practiced, it is possible for one to travel through Shukla Gati and reach Brahmaloka. There is a possibility of attaining jnanam, which itself is mukti. So the mukti, moksha attained in Brahmaloka is said to be krama mukti, which alone is meant by the word swarajyam. So this has been discussed until now. Vijnanati eva swarajyam apnoti. One attains krama mukti only by this practice of meditation. Iti uktam, this has been said. Iti uktatvat, as this has been stated, this is a fact, this has been stated, therefore, srauta smartanam karmanam anarthyakyam praptam, anarthyakyam praptam. There it becomes understood or mistaken as if there is no purpose of these karmas or rituals prescribed by the Shruti and Smriti. Shrautam, Shrauta Karmani are the karmas prescribed by the Shruti. Smarta Karmani are karmas prescribed by the Smriti. Whatever Smriti prescribes definitely is in conformity with Shruti's vision. Shrauta Karmani, Smarta Karmani prescribe also are disciplines, do serve as disciplines. As meditation has been given importance, it is possible for one to mistake as if there is purposelessness of the karmas prescribed by Shruti and Smriti. Shrauta smartanam karmanam anarthakyam praptam. Iti ataha ityataha, therefore, tat ma prapad, such a thing should not, such a misunderstanding should not happen. Iti karmanam purushartham prati sadhanatva pradarshanartham iha upanyasaha. So here the teaching is iha upanyasaha, means here in this section, upanyasaha, the teaching, the discussion is specifically for showing that karmas do have the status of being the means of attainment of the purushartha moksha. Karmas also do enjoy the status of being an indirect means of attainment of moksha. To show this, here the teaching is given in this section. This we have seen already. We will enter into the next part of the bhashyam. So each and every word Shankara Bhagavatpada beautifully comments upon. Ritam ritanchasvat dhyaya pravachanecha. Ritam, what is ritam? We already seen, I think. Ritam and following word satyam, both words mean the same. Satyam means truth, ritam also means truth or truthfulness, honesty, genuineness, sincerity, all these are synonyms meant by these two words, ritam and satyam. But here, how should we understand? Very important, very subtle difference. Ritam means right knowledge of what is right, what is wrong. Right understanding of dharma. Right understanding of dharma, right understanding of right and wrong, right understanding of right and wrong is ritam. How can we say what is right understanding of right and wrong? Right understanding of right and wrong must be in conformity with Shastra teaching. People are not exposed to Shastra teaching. That is why sometimes meaning well also, people have their own understanding and they think they are right. Sometimes people think they are right. And they think they are right because the thinking is based on their perception. They do not know there is error in their perception. Their perception itself needs to be analyzed, examined. Therefore, right knowledge, right understanding of right and wrong is ritam. And satyam has two meanings. One meaning is what? The truthfulness in speech is satyam. Another meaning is living that right knowledge of right and wrong is satyam. So having the right knowledge of right and wrong is ritam. And living that right knowledge of right and wrong is satyam. Okay. Ritam iti vyakhyatam. So Shankara Bhagavatpada does not again comment upon the word ritam. He simply says, it has been already explained, vyakhyatam. When was it explained? It was explained when the Shantima Patha was done. Ritam vadishyam, satyam vadishyami, ritam vadishyami. Already the meaning of the word ritam has been explained. Okay. The next way, we move to the next word. After ritam, ritam cha swadhyaya pravachane cha. The next discipline emphasized is swadhyayaha. So swadhyayaha means what? He says, అధ్యయనం. స్వ అధ్యాయ స్వాధ్యాయ మాస్కులైన్ జెండర్ వర్డ్. అధ్యయనం ఇస్ ఎ న్యూట్రల్ నౌన్. సో స్వాధ్యాయ ఇస్ ఈక్వల్ టు అధ్యయనం. అధ్యయనం లిటరలీ మీన్స్ లర్నింగ్ స్టడీయింగ్. సో హియర్ అధ్యయనం మీన్స్ వాట్? అధ్యయనం మీన్స్ రిసైటింగ్, స్టడీయింగ్ ది వేద మంత్రస్. అట్లీస్ట్ వన్స్ ఓన్ ద స్పెసిఫిక్ బ్రాంచ్ వన్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు. ఎవరి పర్సన్ కెనాట్ స్టడీ ది ఆల్ ఫోర్ వేదస్, అట్లీస్ట్ అ సర్టెన్ బ్రాంచ్ ఆఫ్ వేద మస్ట్ బి స్టడీ థరలీ బై అ పర్సన్. వన్ మస్ట్ మెమరైజ్. సో లర్నింగ్ టు చాంట్ కరెక్ట్లీ, thereby memorizing all the Veda mantras, having them imprinted in one's mind is what is meant by the word adhyayanam. Then pravachanam. What is pravachanam? Pravachanam literally means lecturing, speaking. But here pravachanam is equal to అధ్యాపనం. అధ్యయనం లర్నింగ్, అధ్యాపనం టీచింగ్, స్టడీయింగ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్. సో టీచింగ్ ఇస్ వాట్ వన్ మస్ట్ కమిట్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్ టు స్టడీ ది వేద మంత్రస్, మెమరైజ్ ది వేద మంత్రస్, విచ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ అ గ్రేట్ డిసిప్లిన్. పూజ స్వామి యూజ్ టు సే, all Vedic Veda Pathshala school children and Veda Pathshala's children, they have that some sort of Brahma Varchas, clean and no polluted mind, and all the time from morning till evening they chant mantras, they learn to memorize the mantras. The buddhi is placed only in the mantras without knowing the meanings, simply with their memorizing. And of course they do that because they do the Sandhya Vandanam, they do the Gayatri Japa, then they learn from the whole day. So placing the mind repeatedly in the mantra, sounds, the intonations, accent, what happens is a great discipline. That's why they have that varchas, some sort of inexplicable glow on their face. Brahma varchas. Anyway, so adhyayanam is learning. And pravachanam adhyapanam, once a person has learnt it, one has to share the knowledge also with others. In order to share the knowledge one has gained, one has to teach, which is also a commitment on the part of the student, just a discipline. That is how one can continue to place one's mind in the shastra, subject matter of the shastra. Adhyayanam, adhyapanam, swadhyayaha, pravachanam are the continuous disciplines. It can be put briefly, said to be what? Brahma yajnaha va. Shukra Bhagavatpada says, one of the panchamaha yajnas is Brahma Yajna, which is also known as Rishi Yajna. So Brahma, the word Brahma also means Veda Shastra. So Brahma Yajna, studying the Veda Shastra, Veda Mantras properly and maintaining, memorizing them, and later on understanding their meanings. And after having studied the Veda mantras, the chanting and the meanings, then teaching itself is a great, one of the forms of worship. It's a worship of the Shastram, worship of the Veda Mata. So studying the Veda mantras, understanding the meanings, then teaching those mantras, the sharing one's knowledge, itself is Brahma Yajna. It's a form of worship. This is the Punya Karma. It contributes for preserving the Shastra. This is how one can contribute for the perpetuation of Dharma, preservation of Dharma, preservation of the Shastra, preservation and propagation of the Shastra through the worship in the form of studying and sharing, studying the Shastra and sharing one's knowledge. What Brahma Yajnaha? Wow. So, etani, ritadini, anushtheyani, iti vakyasesha. So, etani, rita adini, ritam adini, rita adini. Prathama tatpurusha, ritam adini, rita adini, anushtheyani, anushtheyani, iti vakyasesha. Vakyasesha means what? The added statement. Addition of the statement is called vakyasya seshaha. Vakyaseshaha. Added or the addition of the sentence that these disciplines such as rhythm, etc. Because why rhythm, etc.? Rhythm is the first discipline mentioned here. Therefore, these disciplines, such as rhythm, having the right knowledge of right and wrong, in keeping with the Shastra teaching, is rhythm. So having this discipline, such as rhythm, etc., these should be followed. Anushteyani iti vakyaseshaha. Because sentence is not complete. In this section, just the mantra words are mentioned. Ritam, swadhyayaha, pravachanam, satyam, swadhyayaha, pravachanam. There's no complete sentence. There's just a list of disciplines mentioned. So here, a sentence is added. It's called vakyaseshaha, addition of the sentence. What is the addition of this? What is the added sentence? Anushteyani. Ritadini, ritadini anushteyani etani, ritadini anushteyani etani these means which all these disciplines listed in this section, ritam, satyam, swadhyayaha, etc. All these disciplines Hachasritam, etc., should be followed. Anushteyani have to be followed. The passive verb itself shows the emphasis. Anushteyani. Iti vakyaseshaha. This makes the sentence complete. Okay. Next. Satyancha. Now what's next discipline? Satyam. We are moving on from Satrutam Swadhyayaha Pravachanam. Now Satyamcha. And Satyam. What is Satyam? Satyavachanam. Satyavachanam. Truthful speech. Satya vachanam, truthful speech. Yatha vyakhyata arthamva. Here you can take two meanings. The word satyam in this context can be taken as the discipline in terms of speech. Truthfulness in speech. The exalted value, following this universe, one of the exalted universal values is being truthful in one's speech, which is satyam. Otherwise, Yathavyakyarthartham, or there's another meaning which has been already given for this word satyam, already explained. What is it explained meaning? Living the right knowledge of right and wrong is satyam. Okay. In fact, you can say having the right knowledge of all universal values, that how they should be interpreted in keeping with the context, etc., in conformity with Shastra teaching. Then living that knowledge of Dharma is Satyam. Next, third, another discipline. The fifth discipline we are seeing here is Tapaha. Fifth one is Tapaha. The word tapas sakaranta napumsakalinga shabdaha. The word tapas, actually strict commitment, is tapas. But commitment to what? Commitment to practice certain disciplines. Commitment to practice the discipline, strictly practicing the disciplines, is also tapas. And here Shankara Bhagavatpada gives the meaning Krichradi. Krichram is one of the various vows prescribed by the Shastram. So all the Shabda stands for, there are many, many vows. And one of them is Krichram. So following the vows, observing the vows with a commitment, just to discipline oneself, is it with tapaha? So vrataha, vratam, when you say the word vrataha, it means vow. People observe the vow of not eating. People observe the vow of not speaking. People observe the vow of not walking with the shoes on certain days, not always. People observe the vow of walking whole night for 14 kilometers. Very difficult for us to walk even 1 or 2 kilometers sometimes. Of course, we go for a walk specifically for fitness. That's a different thing. But people make a vow. They make, observe the vow of continuously walking with their shoes for 14 kilometers around the mountain, Arunachala. So people follow, observe many vows of not eating on certain days, not speaking on certain days, or not using any comfortable vehicle on certain days, as with all religious disciplines. Religious disciplines, it involves some strain, effort. It's not easy. When you don't want to speak the whole day, it's not easy. That is when you may have to answer many queries and doubts, and many important things you have to communicate, and you have to observe the vow was not speaking. Not speaking means trying to keep your mind without any other thoughts except thought pertinent to Bhagavan. Then you don't speak. That's why it's not easy. Maunam is not simply not speaking orally. It's not verbally remaining silent. Maunavratam is not simply not speaking orally, or even taking at the mind also. Therefore, it involves strain and effort. So in fasting, Ekadashi, the whole day of Ekadashi, today is Ekadashi, it's a very important Ekadashi. if people fast today, it will do its God. It's a moksha prada ekadashi for the ancestors. In case the ancestors have not attained moksha, our fasting will help them attain moksha. Today, this particular ekadashi today, if people fast on this particular day, and it will help ancestors attain moksha, it seems. Moksha prada ekadashi. Indira ekadashi is called. Anyway, it's not important for you. I'm just telling you. So, when especially on ekadashi and fasting, you feel very, there's so many other days. Some people fast on Krishna Gokulashtami, Sri Rama Navami, or every ekadashi, or 12 ekadashis people fast. It's not easy not to eat anything from morning till evening until next day morning. So it involves strain, effort, and commitment. People halfway they'll break. Half until afternoon they'll manage. Then they can't handle. Then they'll go and eat something. These things happen. That's why even observing vows also involves effort and strain. It must be tremendous commitment. It's all for disciplining one's mind. A steadying on one's mind. Therefore, they are said to be religious disciplines. So religious discipline means what? Any discipline practiced with the Shraddha, with the commitment for mental preparation and ultimately for Jnanam, for Purushartha. It becomes religious discipline. Otherwise it becomes a mere exercise. Anyway, it becomes Tapaha. So Kritcham. Kritcham is one such Vratam. People generally talk about Chandrayanam. Chandrayanam means this another Vratam. An Amavasya day, people start, they increase. They fast and they increase little. Every day, on full moon day, they eat very well. Again, they start reducing the quantity of food they consume until the next new moon day. New moon to full moon, they increase the quantity of food. And then from new moon, full moon to new moon, they decrease. Like this, there's another vratam called Chandrayanam. So many vratams. And following these, observing these vows with a commitment is said to be tapas. One must have strong will. That's why it is a will is involved. So willful self-denial of certain comforts. Then things is said to be tapas. So now damaha. What is damaha? Of course, you know, Indriya Nigraha. Here, it is said, Bahya Karana Upashamaha. Bahya Karana Upashamaha. Bahya Karana Upashamaha. So having the mastery over one's sense organs is Indriya Nigraha. Is what Bahya Karana Upashamaha. So resolving the sense organs, which are external, is Indriya Upashamaha. So one must make use of one's knowledge of right and wrong, even in entertaining one's sense organs, in enjoying the sense objects. Thereby one must be able to withdraw one's sense organs from respective sense objects. In keeping with one's understanding of right and wrong, which is having mastery over one's sense organs, damaha. Then shamaha. Shamaha is manonigraha. Antahkarana upashamaha. So, antahkarana upashamaha means having resolved mind. Having resolved mind means having the right ways of thinking. Having mastery over one's ways of thinking, one's thoughts, is shamaha. Again, one has to make use of one's knowledge of right and wrong. One has to make use of one's strong willpower. And one must see before one does anything, in order to fulfill one's desire or need, one must make use of accordingly. One has to withdraw oneself from improper actions. One has to involve oneself in appropriate actions, irrespective of whether one likes or one does not like. It means once, if a person's actions must be governed by one's knowledge of right and wrong, they should not be dictated by one's personal likes and dislikes. One must make use of one's willpower on knowledge of right and wrong. If a person is capable of making use of one's willpower and knowledge of right and wrong, thereby a person is capable of withdrawing oneself, refraining oneself from the wrong action, is able to do the right action externally, which means he has mastery over his thoughts. This having mastery over one's ways of thinking, the thoughts, is what? Having the resolved mind, which is shamaha, which is manonigraha, or antahkarana upashamaha. Then we have agnayaha. Next to this means what? Agnayaha. The word mentioned there is agnayaha. Agnihi singular word, agnayaha plural word. Agnayaha adhatavyaha. Agnayaha adhatavyaha. See, every fire ritual has a specific way of kindling the fire, involves especially kindling the fire or bringing the fire to kindle, perform the ritual. And even performing Agnihotram karma, there is a prerequisite ritual, which is bringing the fire. It's called Agni Adhana karma. So, when a person performs any ritual and he performs it properly as per the stipulation of the Shastram, therefore it is said, Agneha Adhatavyaha, means the rituals must be performed properly, for which the properly with the commitment. Because as here, Agnihotram karma happens to be the Nitya karma. It's a daily worship. Vedic form of daily worship is performing Agnihotram karma. Now, nowadays we have substitute. We don't follow strictly the Agnihotram. We have substitute. A Nitya puja we have. So, Agniha Adhatavyaha should be understood now what? Every day one must involve oneself in Deva Yajnaha. One must worship the Lord, express one's gratitude to Bhagavan for everything that one is blessed with. Okay. Agnihotram cha hotavyam. Agnihotram cha hotavyam. Agnihotram hotavyam. Agnihotram must be performed, which is a nityam karma. It's a daily ritual. It is the nitya karma. Not that one day I can perform, one day I can leave, I'm tired, I can't get up, I can't. People do miss, even Andhyavandam is nitya karma. Gayatri japa is nitya karma. So still sometimes people have no time, I had to miss it today. One day, Agnihotram, you cannot stop. If a person happens to stop, there is again a lot of prayaschitta karma one has to do to rectify it also. Nitya karma. So Agnihotram being the nitya karma, so daily worship. So Vedic form of daily worship is performing Agnihotram karma. As I said, we have substitute. That we have our own way of doing the daily puja. Then Atithayaha cha pujyaha, arriving at the doorstep without informing the date and time of arrival, should be received with reverence, honored. In fact, guest must be worshipped. Atithi pujanam, we say. Atithi pujanam. Honoring the guest itself is worship, one of the forms of worshiping Bhagavan. Manushya yajna. So you can see all Panchamaha yajnas are presented here differently. Whether we have, whatever we have at home, whatever we enjoy, we must be able to generously share that with the guest who comes to our house. This is Atithi Pujanam, this is discipline. In fact, it's a one of, discipline means what? A form of worship. Whether it's how exactly worshipping means going to church and praying there and worshipping us, singing psalms, hymns in praise of the Lord, that's a form of worship. Here, even receiving the guest with the reverence, and honoring the guest, making the guest feel at home, taking care of the needs to the best of our ability, and sharing whatever we can share within our limits, itself is an amazing form of worship. Equally important, Atithi is looked upon as Bhagavan. Therefore, Atithi Pujanam, Atithayascha Pujyaha, guests must be worshipped. Manushamiti laukikaha samvyavaharaha. The next discipline which the word you come across in the list is manusham. Manushancha. We come across it in the mantra. Manusham. Anything pertaining to manushyaha is manusham. Manushya sambandham manusham. So, manushya sambandham karma is what? Anything which a person has to do for the sake of oneself or for, and also for the sake of the world, society. So doing the needful, fulfilling the obligations pertaining to oneself and also for the, pertaining to society is what? Manusham. This laukikaha samvyavaharaha means what? Appropriate behavior. Appropriate behavior. Samvyavaharaha. Appropriate transaction. Is samvyavaharaha. So worldly, laukikaha. So worldly behavior. Appropriate worldly behavior is samvyavaharaha. Which means doing the needful, do performing all one's duties. Keeping in mind one's own well-being and the welfare of the society is manushyam. So involving oneself in the activities which are contributive for the social welfare. And also taking care of one's own well-being also, simultaneously. So no seva, no service recommended by the Veda Shastram which is performed, which is done at the cost of self-negligence. Self-negligence is not accepted in the Veda Shastra. Self is very important. In the name of social service, one should not neglect oneself also. When you take care of yourself, at the same time, don't forget society around. Because it's always inclusiveness. Without you, there is no completion. Without including the world, there is no completion. Therefore, taking care of the obligatory duties one has towards oneself and towards the world is manushyam. That's why as a grihastha has all sorts of obligatory duties. Because making the other person feel important, attending the wedding, respecting the invitation, giving importance for the person who invited you, and meaning well for the children who are getting married, I mean, young boy and girl who are getting married, and praying and contribute because this giving importance for that occasion and knowing the purpose, giving importance for the purpose of that very occasion of marriage, because it is one of the 41 samskaras, attending the wedding, blessing the couple, respecting the people who invited. Now similarly, when condolence happens, being part of the cremation happens, it's all social. So doing the needful in the society, it's all obligatory duties. I'm only giving few things. You know how you have to interpret it correctly also. If you can't attend, then at least thoughtfully sending a message, sending a note, a text message or getting an invitation card or some other thank you card or something. All these are all what now? Vedashastram teaches manushyam, that one word is enough, laukikaha samvyavaharaha. One should know how one should live in this society. In keeping with Shastra teaching, a Shastra person, a person who is given study of the Shastram, as a person of Purushartha, having one's commitment to the pursuit of Jnanam, knowing what one lives this life, one is living this life for, definitely cannot thought consciously, knowingly go against dharma. Definitely, unknowingly one may go against dharma. That's why there's nitya puja, daily worship, daily prayer. It's also there. Is are emphasized. Such a person definitely must be a well-wisher of every being in the society, everyone in the society. As a well-meaning person, as a well-wisher of the society, when you do what has to be done with the presence of mind, is what? Manushyam, karma. Which is itself a discipline. Don't take it for granted. It's a discipline. Just being appropriate thing. Doing appropriate thing is what? It's a discipline. Manushyam. This all will contribute gradually for one's mental preparation. So, laukikaha samyavaharaha. Tachcha yatha praptam anushtheyam. Such obligatory duty has to be performed, followed as it comes. Occasionally things happen. Somebody is in the hospital. Of course, you may, in England, it may not be that system. In India, people go. People is too extreme also. They go and disturb also. But at least expressing one's concern. such things, okay, going and seeing, visiting, and doing the needful, helping, all these come under this category of so yatha praptam anushteyam. As any who somebody is in need of help, sudden help, if possible, whatever is possible, doing it as it comes, as the occasion arises. Doing the needful is what? Yatha praptam anushteyam. The manushya yajna. The next, prajaha cha. We have next word is prajaha cha utpadyaha. The word prajaha means what? Utpad means, prajaha means progeny, children. Utpadyaha should be produced. Children should be produced means what? One should try one's best to have progeny. If naturally it doesn't happen also. Nowadays, don't need to go out of the way. One should not deny. One must see, marriage itself is for having progeny. Progeny is for the perpetuation of dharma. I did mention this earlier. I do not mind repeating it because important sentence. Dharma praja abhivridhyartham vivahah. As marriage itself is one of the 41 samskaras, one of the Vedic rituals, forms of worship performed for the mental refinement of an individual. And there, that marriage itself is for having progeny. The purpose of having marriage is for have progeny. The progeny is for the perpetuation of dharma. The dharma has to survive, dharmi must be there. The dharmi must be there, dharmi should come into existence. They must be brought into existence. For which the great purpose, that's why appropriate match must be made, as I said, with parents in India. So, prajaha cha utpadyaha, children should be produced, means what? Okay, married couple must have children. Prajanaha. Next word is prajanaha. See, praja means subject also. Citizen also. Praja means citizen, a subject. Here, the progeny. Now, prajanaha is equal to prajananam. Prajanaha, masculine noun. What's the meaning given? Prajananam. Prajananam means what? Ritau bharya gamanam ityartaha. So prajanaha is equal to prajananam. Prajananam is equal to bharya gamanam. Approaching the wife for the sake of having a progeny. When ritau means at the appropriate time. So human beings should not behave like animals. Because the great purpose for having progeny, they must in way, they must have an understanding for this conjugal union. Okay. So ritau. Ritu means season, but here rituhu in this context means appropriate time. Ritau bharyagamanam ityartaha prajatihi. That's why even after marriage, elders decide first time when they should be together also. The elders decide the panchangam, they fix the auspicious time, the blessings of elders, they start living together. Okay. Then prajatihi, pautra utpattihi. సో ప్రజాతిహి పౌత్ర ఉత్పత్తి మీన్స్ వాట్ ప్రొడక్షన్ ఆఫ్ గ్రాండ్ చిల్డ్రన్ వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్ లిటరలీ ఇట్ మీన్స్ పౌత్ర ఉత్పత్తి మీన్స్ హ్యావింగ్ గ్రాండ్ చిల్డ్రన్ హౌ క్యాన్ వన్ హ్యావ్ గ్రాండ్ చిల్డ్రన్ పౌత్రాణం ఉత్పత్తి పౌత్రోత్పత్తి సో హ్యావింగ్ గ్రాండ్ చిల్డ్రన్ ఈస్ పాసిబుల్ ఓన్లీ ఇఫ్ అ ఫాదర్ లివ్స్ హిస్ లైఫ్ యాజ్ అ రోల్ మోడల్ దట్ హిస్ సన్ పిక్స్ అప్ ది వాల్యూస్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఫాదర్ దట్ హౌ ఈ సన్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ బికమ్స్ లివ్స్ హిస్ లైఫ్ ఇన్ సచ్ అవే దట్ హీ విల్ బికమ్ అ ఫాదర్ and he will contribute for he will have children he will contribute for the perpetuation of dharma therefore pautrotpattihi one must make sure that once I live my life properly so that I become a role model for my children also follow me that they contribute they also live life of dharma they understand the value of this Vedic culture so they contribute for the perpetuation of dharma by having progeny so it is said putraha niveshi niveshayitavyah putraha niveshayitavyah putraha swayam na nivishati he does not enter himself He will not enter himself unless the father lives his life in such a way that he teaches his son. He makes his son understand the importance of this culture. So he will also, knowing the value of this culture, knowing the purpose of marriage, knowing the purpose of entering into the Grihastha Ashrama, the son also respectfully enter into this way of life, follow the Vedic way of life, that he will enter into the Grihastha Ashrama. As a person of a Griham, as a Grihastha Ashrami, as a householder, then he can do the needful. Putraha niveshayitavyah. The son must be taught in such a way that he also enters into Grihasthashrama. He gets married properly. He enters into Grihasthashrama and he lives his life as a householder properly. So he also contributes for dharma. Perpetuation of dharma by having progeny. Ityetat means what? This is the meaning of the word prajatihi. Next. Sarvaihi yetaihi karmabhihi. Sarvaihi yetaihi karmabhihi yuktasya api. ఏతైహి సర్వైహి అపి కర్మభి యుక్తస్య అపి స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే యత్నః అనుష్ఠేయే యత్నతః అనుష్ఠేయే ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ది పర్సన్ ఈస్ ఇన్వాల్వ్డ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ దీస్ డ్యూటీస్ ఇన్ ఈవెన్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఈస్ committed to or involved in following these disciplines, a list of disciplines prescribed here, he should not have any lame excuse that he doesn't have time. Even if a person is given to the practice of all these disciplines, etaihi sarvaihi api karmabhihi yuktasya api, even for a person who is involved in following these disciplines, swadhyaya pravachane, swadhyayaha and pravachanam, study of the Veda mantras, understanding their meanings and teaching what one has learnt, these two disciplines, studying and teaching. These two disciplines, anushtheye, should be followed. Anushtheyam, singular. Anushtheye should be followed, dual. How yatnataha? Yatnataha means yatnena, prayatnena, with effort. Yatnataha. It's not easy. One must make appropriate efforts. With efforts, these two disciplines, studying and teaching, must be followed by a person, even if he is endowed with, even he is involved in following all these disciplines. Iti evam artham sarvena saha swadhyaya pravachana grahanam. In order to emphasize the importance, the necessity of strictly following these two disciplines, the discipline of study, the discipline of teaching, or added with every other discipline, sarvena saha, with each and every discipline, these two disciplines are repeatedly mentioned. That swadhyayaha and pravachanam should be followed with effort. See, all these disciplines a person is following. Ruttam he is following. In fact, study alone will strengthen one's other disciplines, will bless the person with adequate strength to follow the rest of the disciplines. Because swadhyayaha and later on pravachanam will always will bless the person with the strength to be able to follow other disciplines. There will be understanding. One will know the value of values. If a person is given to the discipline of swadhyayaha and pravachanam, so he can follow values. So knowing the value of values when a person follows the values, knowing the value of disciplines when a person follows disciplines, he will not feel burdened. So following the disciplines will be a joy if a person follows them, knowing their value, knowing their value and importance. Without knowing the value and importance, if a person has to follow the disciplines, he'll be in imposition. He'll feel imposed and he'll feel burdened. One can convert the feeling of being burdened into a feeling of joy if a person knows the value of following the values and disciplines, for which, again, swadhyayaha and pravachanam alone will help. The very important disciplines. Therefore, just to emphasize the importance of swadhyayaha and pravachanam, they are repeatedly mentioned along with every other discipline. Sarvena saha swadhyaya pravachana grahanam. The mention of swadhyaya and pravachanam with every other discipline is to say that pravachanam, swadhyaya and pravachanam should be followed. Even if a person is involved in all of the disciplines. Swadhyaya adhinam. Swadhyaya adhinam. Hi arthajnanam. Hi arthajnanam. Hyarthajnanam. He means indeed. So, swadhyaya adhinam. Adhinam means what? Dependent. Swadhyaya adhinam hi arthajnanam. Knowledge of the meanings. Arthasya jnanam, arthajnanam. Knowledge of the meanings of the words of the Shastram, Veda Shastram, is possible, is dependent on one's knowledge of the words. Knowledge of the words is possible only if the person first does the study. Therefore, Swadhyaya Adhinam Hi Arthajnanam. There's no way of understanding the meanings of the words of the Shastram without having studied the Shastram. Therefore, understanding the meaning of the words of the Shastram is dependent on the study of the Shastram. Swadhyaya adhinam hi arthajnanam. Swadhyaya adhinam hi arthajnanam. Arthajnana ayattam cha param shreyaha. Arthajnana ayattam cha param shreyaha. And param shreyaha, the absolute end, the ultimate goal, mokshaha, is dependent on the knowledge of the meaning of the words of the Shastra. One has to have the right, appropriate knowledge of the meaning of the words. That's why it's very important for a teacher to be very clear, to communicate in such a way that no ambiguity will be there in understanding on the part of the student. Puja Swami is very particular about using certain, only certain words, even in English language. He's very careful in using certain words. You can see in Puja Swami's, people who've been reading Gita Hum study or other books, or who have heard some other talks of Swamiji anywhere, you'd have noticed how carefully Swamiji avoids Lord many other words which you hear in other people's lectures. Because understanding the meaning of the words of the Shastram means understanding the vision of the Shastram, understanding the heart of the Shastram. That's what Puja Swami used to say, even giving vision is teaching. Teaching means giving the vision. The teacher's vision should not contradict the vision of the Shastram. And the student's vision should not be different from what the teacher sees. Only this giving vision, which is teaching. Therefore, paramshayaha, the absolute end in terms of moksha, is dependent on the appropriate knowledge of the meanings of the words. Arthajnanayattam cha paramshayaha. Therefore, pravachanam cha. Now why he is explaining why we should study the Shastram. Shastra study is for understanding the meaning of the words. Understanding the meaning of the words is what? The attainment of moksha. Pravachanam cha. Tad avismaranartham dharma vridhyartham cha. Why should a person who has studied the Shastram should teach? Why should he teach? Why should one teach what one has studied correctly? One should not go for teaching at all if there's no right understanding. That's a different problem. But once a person has studied correctly, one should teach also. Why should he teach? Shankara Bhagavatpada gives two reasons. Tad avismaranartham. The first reason is what? One should teach the Shastram for the purpose of not forgetting what one has studied. If you have studied, it is easier for you to forget also. avismaranartham, for not forgetting, for ever remembering the teaching one must teach. Then dharma vridhyartham. Dharma vriddhihi means what? For the preservation and propagation of dharma. Preservation and propagation of dharma. Or propagation of dharma through the preservation of it. And the preservation is what? The preservation of shastram also. So dharma vriddhyartham. Dharma vriddhyartham. Dharma vriddhihi, reason number two. Reason number one, avismaranam. Avismaranartham dharma vriddhyartham pravachanam. Teaching must be done for the purpose of not forgetting what one has studied, and also specifically for preservation and propagation of the teaching. Ataha swadhyaya pravachanayoho adaraha karyaha. Therefore what? Swadhyaya pravachanayoho adaraha karyaha. So commitment must be made. In the word adaraha here means commitment. Commitment should be made for studying and teaching. Swadhyayaya adaraha karyaha. Pravachanaya adaraha karyaha. Swadhyayaya pravachanaya adaraha karya. Commitment must be made for studying and for teaching. Swadhyaya pravachanayoho adaraha karyaha. Swadhyaya pravachanayor adaraha karyaha. Okay. We are coming to end of the section, end portion section now. All the disciplines have been explained. Now, satyam iti means what? Satyameva anushtheyam iti. Truthfulness in speech, the discipline in terms of truthfulness in speech should be followed strictly. Iti. Thus, says, who says that? Satyavachaham, satyam vak yasya. Saha satyavachaha, the person of truthfulness. Satyameva vachaha yasya. Satyameva vachaha yasya. Saha satyavachaha. Satyameva vachaha yasya. See, Shankara Bhupala himself elaborates. That's the Vigraha Vakyam. Satyavachaha. Satyamiti satyavacharathi taraha. So satyam means what? Satyameva anushtheyam. Anushtheyam. Truthfulness, the discipline of truthfulness in speech should be followed. Iti, thus, who says, satyavachaha. Satyavachaha means what? The person of truthfulness. Who is that? Satyameva vachaha yasya saha satyavachaha. Saha ayam satyavachaha. Satyameva vachaha yasya saha ayam satyavachaha. Maybe his name also satyavachaha. Namava tat tasya. Maybe he was himself the person of truthfulness, or he was a person who was emphasizing the discipline of truthfulness in speech, or maybe his name itself was Satyavachaha, like Satyavan. We heard the name Satyavan Savitri. Satyavan was the name. Similarly here, Satyavachaha is another form of, another way of saying Satyavan. Maybe his name was Satyavachaha. Namavatat tasya. Maybe this was, there was a sage. His name might have been Satyavachaha. Or he was always emphasizing this discipline of truthfulness in speech. Therefore, he is Satyavachaha. Such a person. And who was he? Rathi Taraha. So Shankara Bhagavatpada says, who is Rathi Taraha? We don't understand head and tail of anything. Shankara Bhagavatpada explains here. Rathi Tarak Gotraha. Rathi Taraha. There must have been a rishi called Rathi Taraha. And the person of his lineage, Gotram, is said to be Rathi Taraha. Rathi Tara Gotrotpannaha. Rathi Tara Gotrotpannaha is Rathi Taraha. Rathi Tara Gotraha means Rathi Taraha. Acharyaha Manyate. So Rathi Taraha, who hails from the lineage of Rathi Taraha, Rathi Tara Gotram, and he is the Acharya, the teacher, the great sage. He gives importance for this discipline of truthfulness in speech. And himself is known as Satyavachaha. And he considers this, following this discipline of Satyam, to be very important. Tapaha iti. Tapaha eva kartavyam. Tapas must be followed. Tapaha eva kartavyam. Tapas alone should be followed. Iti. Tapo nityaha. Tapasi nityaha. Tapaf paraha. Tapo nityaha is the word we've come across in the mantra. Shankara Bhagavatpada says, tapasi nityaha. The person who is ever remains firm in this discipline of tapas is tapasi nityaha. Tapaf paraha. The one for whom tapas is the priority. The person of, person having the tapas as his priority is tapaf paraha. And who is this tapo nityaha, tapaf paraha, tapasi nityaha? Who emphasizes that tapas should be followed? The discipline of tapas should be followed. Who says this? Tapo nityaha itiva nama. Maybe that's Rishi's name also. Rishi's name might have been tapo nityaha also. Or he was a person who was giving importance specifically for this discipline tapas. And he is said, he's another title he has, Paurushishtihi. Paurushishtihi is a title of the Rishi who emphasized the discipline of tapas. All these disciplines are important, but specifically some Rishis specify specific discipline. Why he is called Paurushishtihi? Purushishtasya apatyam. Purushishtasya apatyam. Purushishtasya apatyam paurushishtihi. Purushishtasya apatyam puman paurushishtihi. Paurushishtihi, the son of Purushishtaha. Sorry, Purushishtihi. Paurushishtihi, son of Purushishtaha. Son of Purushishtaha is Paurushishtihi, and he is another great sage, and he considers this discipline of tapas to be important, and he emphasizes that this must be followed by any spiritual seeker. Okay. Swadhyaya pravachane eva anushtheye. It's another Rishi. Now, even thinking of Rishis in this Mahalaya Paksha, Pitru Paksha, especially on Ayukadashi day, It's also very good. This is good for our ancestors. Swadhyaya pravachane eva anushteye iti nakaha namataha. By name, there's another sage who was Nakaha by name. Namataha Nakaha. His name was Nakaha. And he says what? Swadhyaya pravachane anushteye eva anushteye. Swadhyayaha and pravachanam. Studying and teaching of the shastram should be followed. These two disciplines should be followed. And who is this Nakaha? Mudgalasya apatyam puman maudgalyaha. He is as acharyaha manyate, another teacher, another great rishi. And he has the type, but who was by name, he was known as Nakaha, but he had a title of title as maudgalyaha. Kas mudgalasya apatyam puman maudgalyaha. This Rishi Nakaha, being son of Mudgalaha, another Rishi, known as Maudgalyaha. All Acharyas here are Rishi, people of Rishi Parampara. Maudgalyaha, Acharyaha Manyate. Taddhitapas Taddhitapaha. That indeed is the tapas. Commitment to this discipline of swadhyayaha and pravachanam itself is what? Tapas. Taddhi tapaha, taddhi tapaha. That indeed is tapas. Penance, austerity. Why? Yasmat swadhyaya pravachane eva tapaha. Swadhyaya pravachane eva tapaha. There is no greater tapas than swadhyayaha, and even being given to the discipline of studying and teaching itself is a great tapas. Tasmat, therefore, te anushteye eva as iti. Therefore, they should be strictly practiced. They should be followed. So Nakaha is the name of the sage and his title is Maudgalyaha because he is son of Mudgalaha, another Rishi. Similarly, Taponityaha is the name and also because he is important for the discipline of tapas and he is as Paurushishtihi because he is Purushishtasya Apatyam, son of Purushishtaha. And Satyavachaha, who emphasizes this, the Satyam, the discipline of Satyam, has the title of Rathi Taraha, because he belongs to the lineage of Rathi Taraha. So these names you can remember. Uktanamapi Satya Tapas Swadhyaya Pravachananam Punargrahanam Adaratham. Very nice. Uktanam api Satya Tapas Swadhyaya Pravachananam Punargrahanam Adaratham. See, Satyam Tapaha Swadhyaya Pravachanam, of all these words, all of them have been already mentioned. Uktanam api, again, punargrahanam. Already they have been mentioned. Still, they are repeatedly mentioned. Punargrahanam. Repeated mention of what have been already mentioned. He is specifically for what? Adharartham. For the purpose of emphasizing the importance of those disciplines. The disciplines such as Satyam, Tapaha, etc., which have been already mentioned, and that there's a re-mention of those disciplines, is specifically for the purpose of emphasizing the importance of those disciplines. Punargrahanam adarartham. Okay. Uktanam api satya tapaswadhyaya pravachananam punargrahanam adarartham. Iti navama anuvaka bhashyam. Iti navamanuvaka bhashyam. Navamasya anuvakasya bhashyam. Navama anuvaka bhashyam. Anuvaka bhashyam. Very simple, basic teaching, but very beautiful and wonderful. Okay. See, it's very important to go through all this very carefully, attentively, so that you'll be able to connect why we have been asked to worship and pray, recite, chant, sing in praise of Bhagavan. In other cultures also they have this, you know, singing in praise of the Lord, singing in the hymns. Now you can see the value of it. The connection, why? What's the connection? So following religious disciplines. So following religious disciplines implies what? The religious culture. The religious culture is for spiritual vision, which is spiritual wisdom. So everything should be culminate in that wisdom and vision. Okay. With this, Nama Anuvaka is over. We'll enter into the Dashamaha Anuvakaha, 10th section. So here, a very beautiful mantra. This mantra, the mantra contained in the 10th Anuvaka is also for us to recite. This is also for us to recite. And what the purpose of reciting this mantra? We saw Medha Kamasya. Earlier we have the mantra. Parana mantra. Here also we have a mantra. And this mantra is very important for all of us, because as spiritual aspirants, seekers, we do have many obstacles in our understanding, attainment of knowledge, attainment of moksha. Even though we are committed to the pursuit, still obstacles do exist. Obstacles are there. And this mantra, reciting this mantra with the Shraddha, will help us neutralize, remove the impediments in our spiritual pursuit. And this mantra reveals the fact expressed by Ajnani, Jnani Rishihi. Rishihi itself means Varshati Janati Iti Rishihi. The seer of the truth, the knower of the truth, the Rishi has attained the spiritual wisdom, spiritual vision. And after the attainment of Jnanam, he makes this, he reveals this. That's why this mantra consists of the declaration of a Rishi who had the vision of the truth. We'll see it tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow we have the 10th Anuvaka. Om. பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.